Mom and Dad, so many things I could say. We, being science teachers and yet very devout Christians, they taught me a lot of my theology in a way. They didn't realize they were doing that, but how science is just learning how God works in the world, and that science and theology aren't working against each other. They are actually in tandem. And so it's that aspect helped. The love I experienced living life on a farm, and whenever a coyote would get a young sheep or a young calf, and Mom and Dad would try to explain to this young kid what life was all about. Experiences like that. And then those, whenever we'd bring a sick calf home, or a lamb, and we would nurse it back to health, and then one night we would feel a cold nose on our fingers in the middle of the night, and it would be that little lamb or that calf that was brought back to health. Things like that, just amazing to me. Something else that Mom and Dad did that make them my superheroes is that, has anyone ever gone to a restaurant and experienced a waiter or a waitress that is just acid? You know what I mean? Just corrosive in how they're treating people, and it's obvious that they're having a bad day, right? Everyone, I mean, you can hear them talking to the tables that are around you, and it's like, man, they are offending people, right? Anybody ever been around, you know, in a situation like that? Yeah. Well, Mom and Dad had this amazing gift where they would begin a conversation with this waiter or this waitress. And they would ask about that person's personal life and how they're doing and where they're living, are you getting along okay today? I mean, just stuff like that. And by the time, in the hour that we were there eating, they would totally turn that person around to where that person many times came up to them and said, thank you so much. You don't know how much I needed that today. That's why Mom and Dad are my superheroes. My in-laws are my superheroes. I often call them my outlaws. They are wonderful Christian people, tender, caring. Jim, that doesn't have to apply to you, you know. Man, no, seriously. Wonderful man. And you know what? Knowing many of the things that they experienced in their childhood life, I don't know if I could be where you are today. And so I give God praise for you and your Christian walk. And finally, of course, Jamie, for me. The love she shows our boys, the energy of which all of us have experienced, and passion and focus she brings to a project, especially children and youth. One of my goals as a person in life is to bring the excellence she brings to any situation. Doesn't she? It's just amazing. Into my own work. Now, there are many people that you have told me about that I would like to lift up now. And one that we're going to mention first is a group of people, and this is Vacation Bible School volunteers. We had 40 volunteers for Vacation Bible School, folks. Now, you have to understand, this is, talk about rubber meets the road. This is a way that this church immediately affects the lives of children and their families. This Vacation Bible School, because of the support of this church, changes people's lives. I hope you understand that. This is not just a week of fun with the kids. Some of these kids experience love and acceptance this week that they may not experience any other time. And that love and acceptance goes into their home. Just real quick, anyone who volunteered for Vacation Bible School, would you raise your hand? Yeah, we got a couple up there in the booth too. So we need to give them a hand, folks. Yeah. You saw a slogan there that you're going to hear more and more, and it's it takes a spark to ignite. Our youth group is called Ignite. So our children's ministries is going to become Spark. So it takes a spark to ignite a flame is going to be a slogan that you'll hear over and over again. But boy, over 66 kids throughout the week came, 66 different kids at one point or another came, and sometime on the same day even. And so those 40 folks are very patient, and they raised almost $500 for missions around the world, those kids did. So praise God.